Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon. It's Karen Owicki with Phoenix Business Radio here at Business Radio X, and I am very happy to be in the studio today with David Roman with Spirit Ben. And we're going to have a fascinating conversation around space and aviation and even pioneering. So I'm ready to just jump right in and introduce David. Good afternoon. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Karen. It's an honor to be here.
I'm excited to have this conversation with you today. We've been talking about it for a while, off and on via email. So I'm glad we could clear our calendars. And one of the things that you had had to kind of wait and to get into the studio today was after the eclipse. There were some kind of neat things going on with you and your group leading into the eclipse. Are you comfortable speaking about what you guys were up to the last couple of weeks?
Of course. The 2017 solar eclipse was an adventure for many Americans, and we saw how they flooded to the line of totality and caused traffic jams and infrastructure overloads. And everybody was really excited on something that really is an interesting phenomenon. And the reason that we drove up 18 hours to Oregon to observe the solar eclipse, when I say we, it's me and a client of mine, Joey Lazican. We went to explore this venture to launch a high-altitude balloon for benefit of a really cool nonprofit organization here in Phoenix called the LGF Foundation. It stands for Larry G. Fleeman, and it's a natural history museum in the works to be built here in the Valley. And we did kind of a publicity stunt. We're working on this publicity stunt for them by launching one of their meteors to space during the solar eclipse with 360 video camera attached. And we attempted some live stream. There were some hiccups along the way, but we definitely went up to have some fun and observe the eclipse and do some good for the community here.
Fantastic. So talk a little bit more about this LGF Foundation. It's a natural history museum based here in Arizona. And working on providing, what can we see at this museum? What are some of the artifacts that they have available?
Well, the cool thing is it's not yet a museum. It's in the works. So they're working to bring this museum to the Valley. And it has some Smithsonian quality artifacts. In fact, a fantastic, massive collection of stones, bones, tools, petrified wood, things like that. A lot of artifacts that will be included in the physical museum when they're completed with their campaign to raise the funds. So we were helping give that momentum to the effort by doing this endeavor to kind of capture some footage in space with one of their meteorites from their collection.
How fun was that? So there were little glitches as far as the live stream goes, but the lift itself the launch was fine.
We had our first launch had some issues with the hydrogen in the balloon. So we had to do a second launch, and that second launch got off great. Was soaring into the atmosphere when we lost the live stream connection at about 15,000 feet. And then at 20,000 feet, we had another hiccup where our Iridium GPS satellite connection completely failed us. And the entire payload was, as they say, dark to us. So we don't know exactly how high it went, though we expected about 100,000 feet.
Wow.
And then we're not exactly sure where it landed, though we've been in touch with media groups and locals in Idaho and Oregon ever since, working hard to try to recover it. That's a story in itself.
I can't wait to, when you do recover, you got to let me know. Did you, this sounds very immature, but did you leave a note on it? I'm like, please call home when you find me kind of thing.
That was one of the other unfortunate things. The note we were to attach didn't make it onto the payload.
Oh.
And we only found that out after the payload was released.
But there's probably enough identity there with it. I would imagine once somebody finds it, they'll take photos, put it on social media. There's got to be some serial number or something on there, right?
That is our expectation, our hope. With several media channels that have been pushing the story, we've
Wonderful.
Gotten a lot of calls, a lot of emails, and a lot of people volunteering to go find it. In fact, there's a
fantastic
student group in Acuna, Idaho. There's an air group of pilots that were flying anyway, and they said, we'll take a peek as we go from Caldwell.
Perfect.
And then some horseback groups that have been looking in the Boise foothills. So a lot of interesting stories came as a result, and it's really cool to see the community come around this idea of helping this nonprofit, raise awareness for their
on a national
museum.
Basis, right?
well, it's becoming so.
Yeah, well, right.
And because of the mishap, I suppose.
Right, right. There's always a blessing, I think, in mishaps. And yes. Is it safe to say social media has really helped you with this particular launch and just bringing awareness to people?
Sure. In a couple cases where the horseback group, for example, posted on their community social media, they were able to connect with a lot of the families in the area. And now they're kind of scouring their properties to see if it showed up there. So yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful. So let's back up a little bit. I was anxious to ask you about the eclipse and the launch and everything, but I might have jumped the gun a bit. Tell us a little bit about SpiritVen and the groups that you're really partnering with and helping to bring aviation and pioneering into the light, where there's a lot of recognition for what these groups are up to and funding.
For sure. SpiritVen is really, it's not a massive organization. It is our attempt to add our voice to a lot of the good work already happening. I mean, we haven't seen much space exploration since the 70s, significantly, but we've seen an uptick recently with what Musk is doing, with what Virgin Galactic Branson's doing. And there's a rumbling in the community that's starting to develop into a movement. And we just want to add our voice to what we see as a worthwhile endeavor. If we want to see pioneers in all generations, really kids of all ages, get excited again about looking to the skies, looking to new frontiers, whether it's space or deep sea or the air again, and see what they can do to develop, you know, the technology, educate the next generation, and then participate in ventures. So, for example, really what we do as SpiritVen is kind of a marketing angle. We help pioneers brand new businesses that relate to doing new things, usually with a technology. For example, Joey, the one we went up to Oregon with, to launch a space tourism venture, which brings an affordable access to space using balloons instead of rockets. And that is, he's working to develop his capabilities to do that in the next couple of years. And this venture with the solar eclipse was among his forays into that space to begin ironing out the technology and, you know, bringing up his skill in that area.
So you get to help them do that, right? You hear these wonderful projects, you know where they want to go with not only with funding, but also community awareness. And you're the master behind the marketing piece of this then.
Really, it's a partnership. Like you said earlier, we bring a organization, we bring connections, we bring the kind of a roadmap that we have that helps accelerate the adventures. What I mean by that is, for example, our client Joey, he's actually a master marketer himself. He's one of the best Facebook ads, you know, designers and marketers. He's really good at cart abandonment. So his, in terms of marketing, at least digital marketing, he's fantastic at that. What we can bring to the table with pioneers like Joey, if he doesn't have time to manage an entire project to launch a brand or figure out what does it take to get FAA clearance for something, you know, this, what started as his passion project, just like SpiritVen started as our passion project, is developing into finding ways we can complement each other based on where they're trying to go, what connections we have, what capabilities we have, and how to custom fit a solution for each pioneer we want to give momentum to.
I love it. So the word pioneer feels a little odd for me. Mm-hmm. I think of pioneer, you know, the stagecoach and the wagon, and very, you know, at the ground level. Tell me why you chose that term.
We want to take people back. If you can think of the stagecoach era of pioneers, and they certainly were in their own right, you might think of the gateway to the West, St. Louis, which then you can connect forward to the spirit of St. Louis, and or even the Lewis and Clark expedition. These all exhibited a spirit of pioneering, and that's why we called our business SpiritVen, because we really want to craft spirit ventures that capture that pioneering spirit and carry it forward. It really began when we met the grandson of the designer of the Spirit of St. Louis. And a lot of the themes, a lot of the concepts, and the why kind of emerged from that that discussion. He had some National Treasure parts of the blueprints of the Spirit of St. Louis. Use it for good, not just put it in a museum. That's good, but what else can we do with it? He wanted to inspire more kids of all ages, is how he likes to say it, to think of how they can design what's equivalent of the Spirit of St. Louis today, or whether it's their own flavor of doing something new.
I love that. Any personal connection to you with that word pioneer as well, or did you just really fall into that?
Definitely. My grandfather died in Hodgkin's lymphoma after 17 years of fighting with that.
Oh my.
And the reason why my grandfather was really important in my life is he's really my connection to aviation. He was in the Air Force. And as a kid, I remember going out to the parks and he would show me how to identify on site different aircraft flying around. He'd tell me the stories of the aces and just kind of instilled that curiosity to look up and want to fly. When I saw him die well, I wanted to do the same. I wanted to live life to the fullest, but not in a way that is just experiencing things. I also wanted to build things of value for others that inspired them to do the best with what they've got. And that was kind of the impetus behind moving Spirit Bend forward.
I love it. And clearly you're doing that. You're aligning yourself with these groups and these individuals who are clearly pioneers. Now that I have a new grasp on the meaning of that word, it's fantastic. I know you're a Thunderbird MBA graduate. What does that feel like for you to be stepping into your dream and not only your dream, but everybody else's? You've got to be immensely proud.
It is an honor to be in the Thunderbird family. It really feels like a family. And that's really what I went to Thunderbird to experience, is to break down the barriers of my own ignorance and learn, whether it's how to relate, to communicate, to think in a way that is not comfortable or not normal to me, because that's valuable. There are so many facets to the diamond of this world, this life, and with 7.5 billion other perspectives on this, it's really important to explore a little, but then also listen a lot. And that's what Thunderbird brought to me.
Wow, fantastic. So affordable space tourism, what the heck? Like, and then you mentioned balloons in the same breath. So I can't even fathom that there'd be an opportunity to do some space travel with a balloon. Can you speak to that project and Space Unbound?
For sure. Joey Lazican, he's definitely a brilliant guy. He is working to really bootstrap in a lot of ways these initiatives to help other businesses, help individuals with whether it's marketing, whether it's personal security. There's a lot of ventures that he has his hands in. And the space tourism is really a key passion project of his. He sees an opportunity to use balloons. They're a lot much more affordable than rockets and the fuel that goes along with that, to lift up to near space altitude safely and return them with certain mechanisms to bring in and out air. Tourists that want to go for a longer duration than what rockets can affordably provide or even currently provide, but then also for a much more flexible kind of adventure. He sees that while the large balloons required for this high altitude lift and the capsules or the harnesses required for this kind of experience, they are expensive. They're at a fraction of the cost of some of the other touring equipment that are more neighboring on the NASA kind of grade rigs. So his vision is to be able to lift people in the short term at 50,000 a pop, essentially, for 2 hours of flight versus the more 25 minutes at $210,000 that some of these rocket-based touring companies can do. And he sees a way. He believes it's possible to get to as low as several thousand a person to be able to go up and enjoy space. But even in the meantime, for those that either can't physically or can't financially even afford that much lower price range, virtual reality is a really important technology that can give people that sense of wow that space tourism really brings.
So what kind of funding is required for this and where is he at and how can we help?
Right now, he's been doing much of the fundraising himself with his businesses. He works really hard for a stretch and creates a lot of value for businesses and they compensate him for them and then he goes off. Right now, he is at a place where he's looking to get some investment to help launch this more rapidly so he can bring this experience more quickly to people. Mm-hmm. In terms of how you can help, it would be if you know ways if you know people who would like to be client funders in the sense of being on the wait list, kind of pre-purchasing these experiences such that we can use maybe a portion of that to complete some of the tests and to activate this this operation, then that could be one side. Or if you know investors who work in this space, who would be, you know, who would believe in that mission of affordable space tourism, that's another way. In general, getting the word out of seeing what people think. Would they fly in a, you know, high altitude balloon?
I would. What would the I would. If the if the price were reasonable, and I'm not an extremist financially or even just adventure wise, but I'm fascinated that that would be a possibility. Mm-hmm. And who knows? And what five, 10 years from now, how much more affordable it could be with the right technology.
Right. And all the why nots are really important to explore, because until people feel that it's completely safe and it's going to be really fun, such that it's worth the even that affordable price tag, then until that point, we're still working on setting up the operation. So any support in that, whether it's expertise or input or, you know, whatever feedback, or then of course the support itself would be fantastic.
Yeah. So let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you, and you don't have to rattle them all off, but what's the easiest way to get a hold of you so they can learn more about not only SpiritVent, but LGF Foundation and Space Unbound?
For me, it's david@spiritven.com. That's Spirit Victor Echo Nancy, or the first three letters in ventures.com. If you drop me an email there, I'm happy to connect you with Michael at LGF Foundation or Joey at Space Unbound.
Perfect. And we'll, of course, have the Facebook pages and the websites on the Business Radio X platform as well. What is the most exciting thing for you about what you're up to right now as you work with these organizations and these individuals?
For me, it's the learning opportunity and the chance to experience some of these projects alongside current pioneers and the people you meet, the ways they give you a new perspective on life, and then the opportunity to do a little bit to help make the world a more interesting and more enjoyable place.
And the what if, I love that. It's not a question that I ask often, but I love in the context of today's conversation, why the what if and the why not,
right?
Instead of assuming that everything has to be a certain way and that we're not traveling to space, you know, and, or putting the money into it as a nation any longer like we used to, or any of those things, that doesn't mean that as a pioneer, as a scientist, as an aerospace fanatic, that we can't jump on board and become part of shifting that way of thinking and really traveling to space. Yeah. We'd love to have you back another time to talk a little bit more about what you're doing, especially as you step into more and more marketing with these organizations. And then I want to, again, invite you back to talk about SpiritVent as well, because I know you've got a lot of things in the works right now with some of your startups and that sort of thing. I hope you'll come back and join us again.
Thank you, Karen.
Absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for listening to Phoenix Business Radio X here on Business Radio X. And we are happy to have David Roman with SpiritVent talking today about LGF Foundation, Space Unbound, and we'll see you next time.